Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. El Elyon, God, God Most High. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Elyon, God Most High. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Say with me, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yes, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah! Oh Lord, we have to praise you. We have to thank you, Jesus. We have to lift up our voices and worship and praise our beautiful, beautiful, precious, almighty God. The Lord has done it. And we see it with our own eyes. The enemy is scattered. Hallelujah. And I continue to call forth God's anointed Cyrus to become David. To call forth his anointed President 45. His appointed President 45 into his rightful place. Because now we are truly hearing the screaming of the enemy as Satan's cohorts turn upon themselves, as their lies betray them, as they betray one another, as they scream at and against one another and tell the truth about themselves in their he saids and she saids. Hallelujah. My way of looking at theology is very simple. And, oh yes, the battle definitely is spiritual. Genesis makes that plain. But also, one way I see it is Satan has always been against and tried to destroy anything concerning the human that God created. Since the very question, what is man? That you are mindful of him. Satan has hated that God should allow thoughts of man to be in God's mind. Human has been a target that Satan wants to destroy, especially as this human was made in God's image. And now, since the cross, especially as human can now worship in spirit and truth, especially as this human now has access to eternal life. As scripture tells us, in the time of Moses and in the time of Jesus, Satan screamed, send out a decree to kill the male babies of human. And it seems he still wanted to scream it now. As scripture says, Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy all that is human. My brothers and my sisters, continue to fight the good fight and remember, as the truth arises, the enemy might try to manufacture chaos, but remember, we know their tactics, what they will do, and we know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Hallelujah. Almighty God told me specifically I was to encourage us to praise God for what God is doing, to praise and rejoice because God's victory is now seen. And as God's victory is seen, Satan's lies are now crumbling. Ungodly spirits will always try, but now we know how to stand. God has turned it around. Now we see the huge ingathering of the harvest. We see the glory of the Lord. We see the harvest of souls. God has arisen and his enemies are scattered. God's hidden army will now be seen. Those who believed, those who stood, those who cannot be ruled by money or sexual immorality, those who know their God will do exploits. The earth is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed. Many states in America are shining with God in miracles, signs, and wonders. And the Lord specifically put California, the state of California, into my mouth. So I declare it in Jesus' name. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening all over America, all over the world. We are seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. God's justice is being seen. God's righteousness is being seen. The mighty right arm of Almighty God is victorious. And I pray the peace of God continues to garrison your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus now and forevermore. Amen. So, what do we do now that God's power can be seen? Remember, you read your Bible. You research words that you don't understand. You ask God and Holy Spirit for revelation. You be the Christian that God called you to be. You fulfill the Great Commission. Hallelujah. And I pray that as in Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water, so your soul will pant after Almighty God. And may I say with you and pray with you Psalm 145, because it extols the Lord greatly. It's David's psalm of praise. And it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him And he also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. Now, would you say with me the last verse, verse 21? Let's say it as a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my mouth shall speak the praise of you, Lord. And let all flesh bless your holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. I would like to take us back to the beginning and ask. It says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Now, if you can say yes, Lord, to that, if that's something that you would do, would you say amen? Amen. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Is that something that you are going to do? Would you say yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Is that a declaration that you can make today? Would you say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Is that something that you are going to do? Can you say yes, Lord, to that? Yes, Lord. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. Hallelujah. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Is that something you can say amen to? Would you feel free to say amen? Amen, Lord. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Make this your declaration. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Lord, we thank you for Psalm 145. That truly is Psalm of praise, Psalm of worship, David's Psalm of praise. And I would like to know, I would like you to be free to know that you can make those declarations as a child of God. And if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life as your Lord and Savior, and if you would like to, would you repeat these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I receive that right now. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me. I turn away from my sins. I repent of my sins. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, I ask you, please fill me completely. Leave no room for the enemy. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I pray that you could have said those words with me today. And we thank you, Lord, for your almighty presence, for sharing your word with us, for unveiling your word to us, for allowing to partake of your word. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, continue to fill us, continue to be with us, continue to walk with us. We worship you. We adore you. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And you are the Alpha and Omega. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.